And showers hit hard across the North Island today with thunderbolt and lightning. Very, very frightening. Well, the dog thought so. NIWA's Chris Brandolino joins us. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Karen. How are you?
Hey, can you give us an update of what's been happening in the North?
Basically, we've had another round of rain push through, and that will basically be it for the rain for this evening. Things should ease by midnight, but there will be some pretty good wind along the west coast from north of Auckland to, say, Dargaville. So there'll be some pretty good wind gusts along those west coastal areas, and some of that may sneak farther inland, but it's in the west coast. Then farther south, Taranaki coastline, so Aweta over toward Whanganui, and, of course, Wellington and over toward coastal areas, south of Hawke's Bay, down to coastal Wairarapa. We'll get some really strong winds tonight as well.
Spectacular lightning in Auckland today.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, not a lot of lightning typically here in New Zealand, especially. We're an island nation, so that marine layer, or that marine presence, tends to kind of modify things, you could say. You don't get too high, you don't get too low. In fact, according to our lightning provider, we had 37,000 lightning strikes over a big area. So basically from, think of coastal New South Wales across the entire Tasman into the upper North Island over the past, say, 3 days. So past 72 hours, almost 37,000 strikes of lightning in that little box from far eastern Australia, the coastline, all the way to Aotearoa.
Gee. And what about the rest of the country? It's okay in the south, isn't it?
Yeah, South Island really is spectators for this one. Maybe coastal Marlborough will get some pretty good winds. But other than that, South Island really, as I say, just kind of watching from a safer point of view, a safer distance. It's really the southerly wind in Wellington and the rain. Some heavier falls, too, will be falling, occurring over, say, portions of the hills of Gisborne, maybe southeastern Hawke's Bay, beg your pardon, make that Bay of Plenty, and over the higher elevations of the Wairarapa. They'll get some pretty good falls, 50 to 100 millimeters of rainfall by the time all is said and done by, say, early tomorrow morning, much of that falling before midnight.
What are the roads going to be like in the morning for the commute?
Look, I think tomorrow morning for much of us, this will be pretty much kind of a nice story to kind of relive as we sit around the coffee machine and kind of catch up as people trickle into work. There may be some folks, especially, say, in coastal Wairarapa, over toward Wellington, over toward, say, Taranaki, coastal Taranaki, even a few spots up western Northland. Some spots will lose power, some spots may have some debris in the roads, but I don't see that as the majority or the overwhelming kind of theme for those kind of coming into work during the day on Thursday across the country. I think Thursday is pretty much a quiet day weather-wise across much of New Zealand. We'll be kind of in between weather systems. We are expecting probably some more active weather to move in for the country as a whole Friday and Saturday. Much of that coming in the form of wind. We're going through these pretty quick changes of air temperature and just fast-moving weather systems. And whenever you tend to have that sort of setup, that doesn't lend itself to some windy episodes or windy conditions, and that's certainly what we've seen over the past few days. I think we'll see that for the rest of the work week, even into the weekend.
Cheers, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Thanks. Too easy.
It's Chris Brandolino from NIWA.